Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to attention, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. I'm your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper. With me in our virtual studio is our co-host, Kirsten Milliken. Kirsten, you ready for this show?
I am ready. Are you?
I am. Matter of fact, I got my timer out right now watching it tick away, because tonight's topic is ADHD, experiencing time to manage it. And I got my timer, so I'm looking at it and kind of watching in it as I watch the seconds tick away for the show. With us in our virtual studio is Leslie Josell. Leslie's a professional organizer, and we're going to talk to her a little bit about time and experiencing it, and some things that she does that's real exciting. Before we do this, reminder, today is September the 26th in the year 2012 at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. As always, our announcements, the CHAD conference is right around the corner. Kirsten and I are both going to be there. It's going to be November 8th to the 10th. For more information, go to chadd.org, and you can sign up there. This will be a big year for them because they'll be celebrating 25 years of making a difference, and it's actually their 24th conference. To commemorate, I think on Saturday night there's a big gala that you don't want to miss if you're going to go. So if you're procrastinating on that, I encourage you to go to the website and kind of get going. Next up is a reminder to everybody, you can listen to our show live by dialing 646-652-4409. You can also listen to us live at attentiontalkradio.com during the show times, and you can also catch us live off of our Facebook page at facebook.com/attentiontalkradio. Reminder, everybody, you can also subscribe to Attention Talk News, our newsletter. Just go to our Facebook page, and there's a little tab that says Live Shows Newsletter. Go there and sign up, and we'll put you in our database so that we'll keep you informed. So with that, I think that's all of our announcements. Kirsten, can you do the honors and introduce Leslie?
I would be happy to. So our guest tonight is Leslie Josell. And she launched the product Order Out of Chaos in 2004 when her son was diagnosed with ADHD, executive dysfunction, and other learning differences. Leslie is a member of the National Association of Professional Organizers and has received its Golden Circle distinction. She's appeared on TLC's TV show Hoarding, Buried Alive, and other national television and radio shows. Leslie is a frequent speaker on organizational issues, special needs, children, women's entrepreneurship, and other small businesses. Leslie, I am glad to have you here tonight, and I can't wait to talk to you more about this program that you've developed to help kids discover time.
Oh, well, good morning. Good evening. Thank you so much for having me. See, I need to know what time it is today. Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Leslie, can you just give us a little bit of background? Kirsten was talking, when she was introducing, talked about your son was diagnosed with ADD, and we had talked beforehand that that was kind of your foray into this whole time thing. Can you tell us just a little bit about that so our listeners know a little bit about your background and how this all started?
Sure, of course. My son is 14 now, but when he was 5 years old, he was diagnosed with ADHD, executive dysfunction, and a whole host of other learning issues. He's like your quintessential gifted student with learning differences. And like most parents, we tried to do everything we could to understand what all this meant. So, you know, books, magazines, conferences, teleclasses. And what I did is I basically redid our house to really make my son's environment untangled so that he could be organized and successful at home and at school. Even though he was only five. And the results were really dramatic. And I had a friend who was a therapist who saw what I did, asked me if I would do it for some of her clients, did it out of the goodness of my heart because I was not doing this professionally. And within 2 weeks, I had five phone calls, you might say, from prospective clients who either had ADD themselves or had children with it. And I said to my husband, this is a very true story, I said, I don't do this for a living. And he said, you do now. And a business basically became born, but I did go back to become educated through NAPO, through the Institute for Challenging Disorganization, through CHAD, really taking the time to get educated and understand what it really means to have ADHD, what it means to have executive dysfunction, and continue to learn. And I'm blessed to be able to marry my professional and personal lives and really know that there was a real need to be in the trenches with families and to put these types of systems in place for them.
Well, you said something that was real interesting. You said I redid my house. What do you mean by that?
What did I do? Well, this is more for his environment. Basically, I redid my son's room. I took off every door there was except for the door that led out, obviously, into his room. So he had bookcases that had doors that I took off. I took his closet door off because at that age he really was the child that if he didn't see it, it didn't exist. So being able to take any obstacles away from what visual cues he had, that was the number first thing to go. The dresser went out of his room, and instead I had plastic clear boxes around the room with hooks above them so he could easily get to the things that he needed without having to struggle to remember where they might be. I like to take the remembering out of remembering. That's really my goal. And my son was a very visual kid, and I knew that early on, and he loved anything blue. So anything in the house that was his was coated with the color blue. So, again, visually, he was able to, without having to remember maybe where something might be, if he could see the color blue, he could get to it.
Wow.
Kirsten, I know. Crazy, right?
No, and it's actually not crazy. You know, Kirsten, we talk a lot about this when we're coaching those with ADHD. It's not so much what they're doing. It has everything to do with the environment. Matter of fact, we were
100%.
Interviewing Wilma Feldman not too long ago about careers and people. You got to focus on the environment. And, you know, Kirsten, what I really liked is taking the doors and drawers off is visual, putting the bins in. I mean, that's overcoming an awful lot of beliefs to find a solution that works. I mean, you work with that every day in your stuff, right? Kirsten, did I lose you?
Oh.
Hang on a second. Kirsten. Huh. Well, Kirsten's out there. We're having some technology problems. So anyway, we'll keep going, maybe come back to it. Anyway, Leslie, what I loved about what you said is it is very ADD-friendly, what you did. Another thing that I want to kind of just do is we did a show with Jan Rogers a year and a half or so ago, and it was interesting how your stories paralleled. She
sure.
had a child that had some issues and some problems, and she actually came up with a timing system kind of helped them, so it really kind of parallels what you're doing, which is kind of neat.
Oh, 100%. Oh, she's my hero. her story and also her product. I mean, I don't know anyone who doesn't do what I do, meaning an organizer that really specializes in, you know, ADD and time management, who doesn't keep an arsenal full of time timers in their back pocket, if you know what I mean.
I hear you. I tell you what, just to kind of get going, Kirsten and I are having some difficulty. She's in queue, but I can't seem to queue her up. So I'm gonna ask you a question and let you describe this and kind of work on some stuff in the background. But one of the things that I know that you do is you sit down with kids and in order to kind of help them experience time, is you'll sit down and talk about the things that they need to do, ask them to predict how long it's going to take, and then kind of have them do it and time it. Can you tell us a little bit about or share a little bit about what you do with in that
Sure.
space?
And again, everything I do has really been born out of, you know, you kind of see what's missing and you organically grow programs and just tasks for kids to, you know, to learn on. But as you know, our generation learned how to tell time on an analog clock. So we really could see time move. We knew that time had a beginning, had an end, had a future, had a past. It was three-dimensional. Unfortunately, children today really learn on a digital clock. So it could be 7:15, and they get up, they go do something, they come back, it's now 10 to 8, and they really don't see that time passing. And therefore, for them to really understand how long something takes, you really need to ground them back into the type of multidimensional, you know, kind of tool for them to really learn.
Yep.
So the first thing we do when I work with a student is I always say you can really have fun with this. I just do a task analysis exercise for me to see what they really know, and it's based on, quote, unquote, how long does it take to, and you fill in the blank. And it could be everything from, and I make it very kid-friendly, obviously, everything from walking your dog, taking a shower, making your peanut butter and jelly sandwich, getting to school, texting a friend. And you would be really surprised how eye-opening something like this is for them, because either everything takes 20 minutes, because that's just the time frame they know, which means they really have no basis in reality of how long something is taking them, or they're all over the map, meaning they're estimating things that, like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich takes 20 minutes when it really takes a minute, where something, you know what I mean, and vice versa.
Yep.
So that's the first thing we do, and I use that later on with them to kind of create a time chart. But what it really ultimately does, it starts the dialogue between time.
Yeah, and what I like about what you're doing is you're sitting down, again, one of the things is they're actually experiencing time by predicting it, actually doing it, and actually learning what the variance is on that period of time, so that helps them begin to better predict time and manage time a little bit better. And, again, by doing that, to me, you are experiencing time. It's just not this other thing that's kind of out there. And
okay.
And what I also like is that a lot of people are moving to the digital age, and I don't think you said that, but implicitly, I think there's a little bit of we're using a little bit of a paper system here to a certain extent, so that they're actually interacting, writing the stuff down, and because you're using more modalities to kind of actually focus on this. So, I mean, am I right in assuming that this is really more of a paper type thing than digital?
Yes, but here's one of the things that I want to clarify. When we do the first, yes, you are 100% right. It is definitely we do. Absolutely. But what is really important to know about when you're working with kids particularly is you need to try to do time marking with them or time estimations on things that they really do on a day-to-day basis. And I try to differentiate from things that are more fun for them, like I said, going to school, making lunch, things like that, to then build from there onto their actual school time issues, whether it's reading 30 pages, breaking down a social studies assignment, working on vocabulary. And that's really where we get into doing predicting how long it takes them, and then really estimating once they've done it how long they feel. And feel is my key word. I want kids to learn how to feel time.
Yes.
Because if you don't feel it and don't get that three-dimensional feeling out of it, they will never be able to time manage.
I love what you just said, feel it, because it is, I mean, as that old saying for 80 years, there's now and not now.
Exactly. They're very in the moment. It's either now or it's not happening. It's right, exactly. It's very black and white. It's either now or not now.
And we're trying
I call it being in the moment.
Yeah, we're trying to bring a little bit of gray in there, so we got at least a third set of time, now, not now, and this other thing that we deal with. So, Leslie, we need to kind of go to a break real quick. Before we do, for our listeners that want to learn more about you or they want to contact you or just learn more about what's kind of going on, if I understand correctly, they can just go to your website, which is OOChaos.com. Is that right?
It's order, OOChaos.com.
Order, O-R-D-E-R.
Then O-O, and then Chaos.com.
Well, that will be right back after these messages.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
We are CHAD, the nation's leading nonprofit organization serving individuals with or impacted by ADHD. At CHAD, we provide information and help families and professionals to improve the lives of those with ADHD. On November 8th through 10th, CHAD will have its annual conference in San Francisco, California. If you are impacted by ADHD, this is a must-attend event. For details, go to chad.org. Interested in exhibitor and program opportunities? Call Barbara Rose at 240-487-2314.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is TimeTimer.com.
You deserve the best-trained ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to ADDCA.com and click on Find a Coach.
I'm Jeff Copper, host of Attention Talk Radio, here to talk to you about CopyTalk.com, a voice dictation service. This is not just some voice dictation software. It's a real dictation service by people who type whatever you want. When I need to document something, all I do is hit speed dial on my cell or work phone and start speaking. The folks at CopyTalk will type it up and email it back to me that day. The best part is I can dictate as many 4-minute messages as I want, all for one flat monthly fee. Go to copytalk.com/APR, enter Jeff Copper as the referrer's name, and sign up for the free trial account today. If you tell them I sent you, then you'll get $20 off the monthly subscription for as long as you keep the service.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. And now, back to the show.
Everybody, welcome back to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. We're here with Leslie Josell, and we're talking about experiencing time. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about her background and talking about one of the things that she does, an exercise she works with kids in order for them to help them understand time, estimate time, and as we said, add a third dimension so there's more than just now and not now. Leslie, another tool that you do is in this process is you get an Excel spreadsheet and you make a time map. Can you describe what that is?
Sure. And it's as simple as it sounds, but it is so powerful, particularly, I mean, for both, I use it for both adults and for students, but let me explain. Excel spreadsheet on Monday through Sunday, I start at about 8 o'clock in the morning, I go down to about 11 o'clock at night, and it's about half-hour increments, and we block out what are the non-negotiables. So for a student, that would be school. For an adult, it might be their work, you know, their work hours. And what I ask my students or my adults to do is to keep a time log of how they spend their time. And it is so telling and very powerful. Number one, it's very hard for me, obviously, to tell, particularly a student, how they're spending their time and where they can make adjustments. It's much better for them to actually see it on paper. But what it allows us to do is a few things. Number one, they can see on paper where their, number one, where their time robbers are, where they're, in essence, maybe wasting time, where they, you know, where they might be doing something that they don't necessarily have to be doing at that time. But on the flip side, it also shows them where they have pockets of time where they might be able to schedule, whether it's, you know, personal, something personal if you're an adult, or homework if you're a student. But what I really like about it is that for a student who thinks that when they get out of school at 3 o'clock and have to go to an activity at 5, that they have 2 hours of free time, what it finally allows them to see is it, how long does it take me to get home? How long does it take me to have my snack? How long does it take me to walk my dog? So those 2 hours that they really thought they had now becomes 40 minutes, and that's what that time map does. It allows them to finally get an idea of, number one, we're going to go back to how long does something take them to do, but also how all of that actually can eat up into time that they think they might have. It's really, really powerful.
Yeah, and as you were describing that, we're having some technical problems with my co-host, Kirsten, but she sent a text, and she said she really likes what you're talking about because it keeps them in the present. And rather than thinking next, they're kind of like they're experiencing time, they're mapping that out, and they're really kind of seeing it. And you use this as a spreadsheet, but, Leslie, by doing this over a period of time, you developed your own timing tool. That is kind of interesting because it takes into consideration their school day and stuff, which is a clever little way you do it. But you also add time on your day timer that you sell that actually adds in time for extracurricular activities in the evening so that they can begin to map that stuff out, not just on a spreadsheet, but they actually can do it in an organized system on your thing. Can you just describe that a little bit so everybody's aware of that?
Oh, of course. Trust me, I would love to. But and everything, if you notice, kind of builds onto something else. It's wonderful for a student to be able to see a time map and then figure out what they, you know, where they have pockets of time. But if you're looking at a school planner, and all a school planner does for you is allows you to record your homework assignments or your tests, basically it's a glorified to-do list. You know, we're, as parents, we're really good at asking our kids what homework we have for the night, but we never ask them the key questions. How long do you think it's going to take you? When are you going to get it done? How are you planning on finding time when you have 3 away games or 2 tests on Friday? So what my planner does is not only is there a grid system for recording your homework and you know, and your tests, but there's an after-school section on the bottom that goes from 3 o'clock on. And it's all in a grid system. So what happens is the more you feed it, the more you add your information, whether it's tennis practice, tutoring, whatever you're doing, what you'll see is empty blocks of time will start appearing. And those are the key for then for students to adequately and efficiently plan when they can get their work done. Because without it, a planner, in my view, is a glorified to-do list.
And well put, a glorified to-do list. And everybody out there, her planner is actually really kind of interesting because it there's, you have to rewrite what's kind of going on each week, which is another exercise. Like when you do electronics, you put this thing in and the kids kind of read through it. But the exercise of having to sit down, because it's part of it's automated and organized by subject and some other stuff, but there's also this exercise they go through to kind of plan their week, which is really cool. And they can get that on your website.
At, 100%. You can order it right through my website. And you said it so well, and I really want to, when you said they have to write again,
yep.
You know, the kinesthetic process of writing it, It's so wonderful for kids, particularly because, again, it commits it to memory. So it's an extra added bonus to having to write down things.
Absolutely. So with that, we need to run to a commercial break. Again, to learn more about Leslie or get the planner or whatever, just go to orderoochaos.com. And with that, we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Experience the difference with a top-notch ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
We are CHAD, the nation's leading nonprofit organization serving the community impacted by ADHD. CHAD and Attention Magazine provide science-based information about ADHD to families, professionals, the media, and the general public. Attention is the only publication in which your paid advertising promotes the mission of leadership, advocacy, research, education, and support for the ADHD community. Interested? Advertise in Attention Magazine and CHAD's website at chadd.org or call 240-487-2314.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. We got Leslie Josell on the line. And we also have my co-host back, Kirsten Milliken. You're there, right? I'm showing that she's on. Oh, well.
Are you there?
Yep.
Jeff?
I'm here. Kirsten, is that you?
Jeff, you got me?
Yes.
Yay!
Now you have a few questions because everybody, she could hear us. We were just having some technology problems, and so we're gonna kind of go back, Leslie. She just have a few things that she wants to kind of point out or ask with regard to what we've done so far. So Leslie, I mean Kirsten, go ahead.
So happy you're back.
Me too. It was great listening to you. But so what I'm hearing so far is that this program really incorporates some visual, some kinesthetic strategies. Experiential process and learning through repetition to help students and adults with organization and time awareness.
Mm-hmm.
I have it down so far. I didn't miss anything, I hope.
Beautifully said.
All right. So one of my questions, though, and this is, you know, way back at the beginning, you were talking about untangling your house because in order to help your son be more organized. And one of my thoughts was, is I also have a son who has ADHD. And he gets really visually distracted. So I was imagining if I took all the doors off of things and so he could see his stuff, he might be more distracted than he is now.
I understand that. It's you have to remember when I did it, my son was 5 years old. He's 14 now. The doors are back on. Do you know what I mean?
That's
the dresser is
right.
Back in. But when he was five, it really worked for him. It wasn't that and the other thing you have to know, it wasn't that everything was just laying all over. There was definitely a process to the organization. For him, having things contained in bins that were labeled for him was very, very comforting.
Great.
And, you know, I don't know if this would work for your son. I find with most of my clients when they're looking for some type of either like a bookcase or bookshelf, we like to use those that almost are cubby-like versus long bookshelves because having the cubbies almost acts like a focus booster so that they can zero in on where something is as opposed to having a long line, you know, a 36-inch shelf.
So having that extra outline around each little area, kind of chunks it down rather than having a big, huge open space. Is that
exactly
what you're saying?
I find that that works so dramatically. I mean, again, my son is 14, but he, even when we were shopping, said he at this point even knew enough to say that would work really well for me. And
you
so
have some
I,
other strategies for chunking down too, don't you?
I'm sorry?
I said you have some other strategies that help people to chunk down too in other areas. Am I right? Because that's a big piece of managing.
Yes, I mean
for
again.
A long
time. I mean, I have a lot of different types of things I use because not everything works. You know, one of the things about being an organizer is it's not about how I'm organized; it's how what's going to work for somebody else.
Touché.
So how I do things is very different. I mean, I laugh because I still use a paper planner, and people laugh at me but that's what works for me. I like that kinesthetic process. I have kids that will not use an academic planner at all. They won't use it. It doesn't work for them. So we had to come up with something that would work for them, but not electronic. I have a lot of even my adults who use a Post-it calendar. And, again, for those kids that really need to put their whole self in it, being able to move Post-its along a calendar really works for them, again, to be able to see their week and see their time. They can break it down into after-school activities, subjects, long-term assignments. And for those that get overwhelmed, the other reason why that works is that we've done this, is where we've taken, now follow me, I know it might be hard to see without seeing, is we take clear Post-its that haven't been written on them and cover some of the writings for, like, future in the week, so they only do maybe one or two days. And then they can peel back, you know, as the days go, the big reveal. And for some kids, that's much more comforting than opening up a planner and seeing a lot of writing. That's, you know, for those kids that have maybe who get overwhelmed, who get frustrated, who can't break down the big picture, breaking it down that way, that really works for them. And that was born out of when I work with my hoarding clients, we take black tablecloths and cover an entire room except for the spot we're working on.
I love that. So, I mean, you still have to plan ahead with this calendar because you've got the tasks there.
Exactly.
But then you've covered them so they don't have to have the anxiety of seeing what's coming up.
Exactly.
Which again goes back to the comment I had given Jeff. You're keeping them present to what they have to attend to now.
As you were talking about, remember you said about your son, the distraction of seeing everything?
Yeah.
For some
kids
who get very distracted and then in turn get very overwhelmed. I have one of those children. I have a very, you know, a mood dysregulation. You know, that whole, you know, you see 20 math problems, but that seeing 20 math problems overwhelms you. Well, if we can cover them, it's all that same, you know, that same type of tool, whether you're covering it on a Post-it calendar, on a homework assignment, or a hoarder's home. You know, again, it's trying to keep you focused on tasks at hand while not overwhelming you with everything else that's left to do.
So,
I love that.
Thank you.
Let me just finish one more thing. Do you mind?
Yep, go ahead.
I just want to say I literally left a client just a little while ago, an adult client, who is constantly overwhelmed every day as he goes through his day because rather than paying attention to what's in front of him, he's always thinking about what's next, which then makes whatever he's doing take longer or he doesn't do it as well. And he then, is rushed to get to the next thing. So by keeping him present or keeping, you know, training a child to be present, you're avoiding that.
Exactly.
Developing a lot of those habits. I love that. Thank
and
you.
And a Post-it calendar is a really effective way of doing that.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm all about the big reveal. You know what I mean? Slowly peeling it back, not having it all there at once.
Yeah.
And it's. I think hopefully everybody's starting to get a little sense why the show is experiencing time to kind of manage it. And Leslie, there's one other thing we kind of lightly touched on a different thing, but you are a fan of Time Timer, and Time Timer is a visual clock that shows time pass, just not a second hand. It's got a big pie thing. Can you just kind of talk about that as a tool that you use to kind of help people experience time?
I'm a very easygoing person, but when you work with me, I have a few absolutes, and a time timer is one of them. You just, any family that's going to work with me, you need to have a time timer in your house because, again, it's a wonderful visual. I'm all about the visual. I really am, for kids, even for adults who struggle with that. It's a really wonderful way for kids to see time pass. So what, again, as you were talking about not getting overwhelmed, I like to do what's called the batch and then focus. So we're going to set that timer for 15 minutes at the beginning, just 15 minutes. And I kind of make it fun. You can do anything for 15 minutes. And once that timer has stopped after 15 minutes, we then set it for 5. And at that 5 minutes, they can take their break, and they can do pretty much whatever they want. Obviously, the key is to come back. But by doing that, you're doing so many things with them. You're also only, as you said, you want them to be focused just on now, not what's coming later. So if a student has 2 hours worth of homework, they're so overwhelmed by the thought of where do I begin, where do I start, what am I going to be doing 2 hours from now. By putting that timer for 15 minutes, and we want to build to about a half hour, they're only focusing on what's now, only now. Do 20 minutes, 15 minutes, and then we'll take a break. And it also allows them, particularly because I feel like I have to go with what we're doing, to ask a student in this day and age to not connect with friends or check a text message for 1.5 to 2 hours is not going to happen. So by batching what they're working on, they're not multitasking, they're staying focused, and then we're giving them time to go and do what they need to do, and then they come back to their work.
So what I really like about this is, one, is the how long does exercise where they sit, predict time, do time, and kind of get the variance. And then they're working with, you're calling it a time map, but it's a calendar of sorts, but you're kind of filling in the day, and you've done a paper one, but you can also do it with an Excel spreadsheet. And you're using these visual timers and stuff. Again, what's really cool is the learning modalities. You have the visual side of it. You've got the kinesthetic side where they're writing. If it's a child, you're sitting down and talking to them about it, so they're verbalizing it a little bit in a kind of a social environment. All that stuff increases their ability to actually pay attention to time so that we can get away from this two-dimensional time of now and not now and get them to begin to feel this third dimension, and that is really what we're looking for. So it takes a little bit of discipline to kind of get started, but once you get into that habit, it really seems to me it can really help those that are struggling with time actually become experienced in time and really get a grasp on it and thereby manage it.
We didn't really touch on this either, but I have to tell you one of my other favorite tools other than my time timer is a playlist. It sounds so simple, but I have my kids create a 30-minute playlist. But here's the catch. There can be no rap music because that's too wordy. But this is the music they're going to listen to over and over again as they're doing homework. And not only my students, I have adults too who, when they need to sit down and they can't, you know, initiate or they can't get themselves up to doing what they need to do, they put their playlist on. But what my kids have started to tell me is that they start to equate the music with time. So if when they start to hear, let's say, Adele, they know they're 15 minutes in. If they start hearing The Fray, they know that a half an hour is up. And that's a wonderful tool for so many reasons, too. Again, it helps to focus. That elicits a response. I hear music. It's time to do work. But even the music and doing that constant playlist allows them to figure out how long time has passed.
That's brilliant.
Thank you.
That is brilliant. I love it.
Thank you. You can have them. Have them all.
That's very funny because that's actually something that I used to do when I was exercising and really hated it, is I would just play the same playlist over again so I knew when
exactly.
I was halfway through or when I was almost done.
Right. So it's not a free-for-all. They can't be, you know, wiggling with the iTunes. It has to be a structured playlist. And the benefit, I guess you might say, you know, originally it was done more as a body doubling, meaning it would give them the initiation to sit down and the motivation to start working. But what we started to see with these kids was that they were able to time mark by the music.
Yep.
And that was a wonderful way for them to kind of feel time.
Amazing, amazing. Well, Kirsten, you have any other questions we have before we wrap this up?
I could come up with a million questions, Leslie, but I don't think we have enough time. I want to say, though, how much I appreciate you sharing some of your tips with us and with our listeners, because so often we're talking a lot about you know, theoretical and kind of, you know, learning about ADHD and giving some strategies that people can implement. I just think it's terrific. And is also an impetus to definitely get your tool, because it sounds like it's all right there.
Thank you. I agree. I'm all about the practical.
At the end of the day, we can talk about this stuff all day long, but it's what you actually have to get up and kind of go do it. And the stuff that you put together are definitely structures to lead you through to actually execute this and get to where you want to go. So it's totally awesome. Everybody, again, if you want to learn more about Leslie, you want to get her planner, or if you want to contact her, you go to orderoochaos.com. And with that, Leslie, thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, my pleasure. It was a blast. Thank you.
Thank you, Leslie. Bye.
Bye.
Kirsten, as always, it was great. So everybody, catch you next week for another great edition of Attention Talk Radio.